Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name is Amin Ohassan. I'm joined, as always, by Big Jerv, Mariano, Black Trey. Our producer, as always, is Rob Lopez. If you are not a Patreon, go ahead, sign up for the Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. You get all the exclusive content, like the overflow episodes, like the one we had last week, like the special edition Cinephobe episodes. We just dropped one today, Half-Baked, the 420 special. This is only for our Patreons. And now, starting this Wednesday, we're going to have live shows via Zoom only for our Patreons. That's right. Your favorite characters from across the Bomb and Count the Dings universe will do live shows on Zoom. You guys can join in. You can ask questions. You can come on screen. It'll be just like old times, but you have to be a Patreon in order to participate. Patreon.com/countthedings. Don't get left out there. Got a great show for you today. We're going to remember another fallen rap hero, Black Rob. We loved him. We lost him last week. Obviously, days after losing DMX, we'll talk about that. We're going to also review the latest episode of Snowfall. There's only one episode left. This is the episode 9. A lot of shit happened. You definitely want to stay tuned for that. And we also get into the verses that's coming up for 420. Redman versus Method Man. Who's got the upper hand? You might be shocked. You know what? Let's get started with a fun conversation about the magic of Black and Milds and who created the concept of Club Applebee's.
Concert one time because I was younger. My brother, somebody lit up a regular Black and Mild, just a regular drink. My brother got up and was like, "Yo, what the?" He looked up. He's like, "Yo, like, we probably about to."
As dirty as it sounds, bro, Black and Mild smell good.
They smell great.
The wine joints is, that's what I was saying in the chat the other day. I was like, "Jerry, was it a wine?" He's like, "Yeah, God."
I do the jazz now though. Jazz got
the, so good, regular. Yeah. The regular Black and I stand here today and I will stand up for the regular Black and Mild, man. As long as you don't relight it.
You.
As long as you don't, if you try to like take it, like, you know, some people, because it burns slow, so they'll like put it out and try to keep it for later. Like, nah, that's got to go, bro.
Stank, man. Yeah.
That shit is terrible.
The craziest shit though, niggas that sit through Black and Mild secondhand smoke like it ain't nothing, like that shit.
All day. All day. All day.
It's like incense, bro. Like, that shit is.
Oh, why cigarettes can't smell that good, my nigga? At least kill me slowly with the good smell. God,
nah,
you got incense and then you got N-word sense. That's them shit, N-word sense. That's what toes are.
Facts.
N-word sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what, man? Like, I don't smoke them shits no more. Back in the day, the move was we get a bottle of EJ, we drink that because cheap, whatever. Like, we drink.
That's the first one.
You get to the bar. Now you're drinking just beers. Miller High Life, Miller Genuine Draft, right?
Right.
And then after a couple of those, now we want, like, because you ain't got but so much money to spend. And now the rest of the night, you let it ride on these Black and Miles. Just smoke you a Black and Mile. That'll keep the high going for a little bit. You good, man. That's a cost-effective night right there.
I never thought we would start a podcast talking about Black and Miles, bro. Like, this shit makes my eyes yellow.
I thought I was about to come for your neck and mean, because what I won't allow is anybody to bash the High Life.
No. Oh, High Life? No, that's champagne of beers.
Hello.
It's the champagne. Hello. Like, how could you get any higher than that? It's in the name.
I know there's a lot of bags and bags and stuff on this pod. So, you know, I understand. But
bro, I'm gonna tell you about, get your hand on my pocket, nigga.
Hey, bro, I ain't say you, but I'm gonna tell you right now, you have a cookout. I'm gonna roll up with the High Life, and I dare somebody to look at me. I don't give a fuck who there, bro. I will bring the High Life and tell
you. Trey look like he about to have cookouts with wine only. Like,
nah.
On the roof.
Well, honestly, if I pulled up to Jer's cookout and he had High Life, I probably would put it to the side and just hand him pass him some Moet. For real.
Damn. Can at least give me rosé? Like, damn, don't give me.
No, it's rosé Moet.
All right, I mean, I don't want it, but all right.
Oh, you don't want it? All right, cool.
I mean, sometimes you still gotta do those joints, man. Like, it's certain shit you can outgrow and be like, yo, I'm cool on this. I'm getting
not to be this nigga, but I'm Calvin nigga when the nigga came on was like, sorry, I know you cooked this meal, but we about to go. We about to go out to eat.
I remember
that's some real shit.
At Postito in Phoenix, remember? And I was like, "Hi, let me get like a rum and coke." And like, "Oh no, this is just a wine bar." He had the goblet. Yo, he had like one of the big ass wine glasses. I was like, "This nigga here, man."
Oh yeah, man, sophistication at all time high, man.
Sometimes you got to get back in the dirt a little bit, though.
But here's the problem. The Postito is like a pizza place, man. I'm like,
who
y'all to be like bougie and shit about what y'all serve?
It's a good soundtrack. It's a good area, man. You got the charcuterie board. You know, I'm there, bro. It's very jiggy with the aged wine, bro. And, you know, a nice little 2012 red wine. What were you going to say, Jerv?
Y'all ever had Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Oh no, that's a white boy shit. I had it and I was like, not for
that. Just sound like some Pennsylvania shit.
You know what it is? You can run through a lot of them shits real quick.
You come to Philly, you order. It's called a citywide or something like that. It's a Pabst and a shot of whiskey.
Well, you know the thing that we went back at the crib is Coronas. We would drink Coronas like crazy. Yeah. Like that's
I hate Corona.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a nigga beer?
Yeah,
that's a nigga beer right there.
Hey, that's a nigga beer. You know who drink those? AI. He won't like.
Yeah, everyone drinks that shit. Who doesn't drink Coronas?
No, but I'm talking about like showing up to the interview. You have to have a bucket of chicken and a case of Coronas.
A couple of grape sodas.
That shit sounds like a banger.
He's a sick nigga. He has to have the chicken and he has to have the Coronas on deck.
That sounds like a good time to me, too.
Look, he being bougie. The AI I know just wants you to come through with them motherfucking Fridays, them wings, and them chicken fingers. All right. Matter of fact, you pull up, we gonna go to Club Fridays, Trey. You come to Philly, we're gonna go to Club Fridays, the AI's old stomping ground.
Yo, who started? I always wondered this, man, because I feel like every city in America got either a Club Fridays or Club Applebee's, which if you don't know, if you're listening to this, you guys think like, oh, is that? No, it's just basically a TGI Fridays or an Applebee's that for some reason at night shows up with a DJ.
That shit is right down the block. Like on our shit, it's like 2-3 minutes away. If you go down this road, that's the one.
Friday every night, city, Saturday every night, city like in that, America, yeah. Every city in America got one. But I want to know who was the first. Who was the first Club Applebee's or Club Fridays that happened?
It had to be in one of those towns, like
it was definitely a black ownership for sure. Niggas, that nigga was like, yo, you know what would be slick? We get a DJ in here, my nigga, and just move the chairs after a certain time. And nigga thought he was being sly, and that shit fucking cracked like into the first fight, like some bullshit town.
It had to come from like a bullshit town because like there's nothing else to do. So you got to come up with some shit. Because like if you're in a popping place and there's an actual club that's like 20 minutes away or something.
It makes sense. What you saying makes sense. But I, you know what? Here you go. We'll own it. It probably was us. It probably was Philly. It probably was us, bro. I'm telling you, the Fridays, the club Fridays, was funny. Was in a random, random part of Philly. Nobody went there. All of a sudden, homie starts coming there. And then all of a sudden, a DJ pops up. And then they got the bucket specials. And then it's wing night on the DJ night and all
that
shit.
But you see what you said? You said it was a random spot.
Mari, I know, I'm with him. He's right. I think y'all did start it. Just like Mari said, it had to be some trash town. We ain't shit happening. Bang. You win, Jerv. You're right. Y'all did start it.
Oh, shit.
Fuck out of here.
Derv wants the pre-January 6th.
Philly slander back.
Oh, man. It's all the way back, ladies and gentlemen. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients, Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great, and it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, even at the gym. People, it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes. Unplug your vape. Throw out your dip and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, and you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Right now, bomb listeners. That's right. This podcast that you're listening to, Black Opinions Matter. You guys all go to Lucy.co and use promo code BOM to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's Lucy, Lucy.co, and use promo code BOM at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer, warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co. And be sure to use that promo code BOM. Okay, so where do y'all want to start? Want to start with the serious, or do we want to ease our way into that?
Nah, we could close it out with the serious.
Okay, so let's ease our way into that. Let's talk about Snowfall, because the whole time I watched it this weekend, and the whole time I just want to say one thing. The one scene where Teddy goes to meet with Irene at the bar. Trey, was that the dime?
I think so.
Dog, I was looking,
I was kind of looking at it and I was like, is they trying to like, but I was looking kind of closely, but I didn't want to like give it off. But I mean, it looked exactly like
when the shape of the little booth. And then when he turned around and saw that bullshit ass little bar, shout out to the dime. I love the dime, but yeah, the bar, the dime is well stocked. It just doesn't look, it doesn't look fancy. And like, it was just like that. And I was like, did these niggas shoot this shit at the dime? And I got real happy, and then I got sad, and I got like kind of nostalgic and all that.
Yeah, but some good memories, man.
Yeah, they're coming back. LA back open, right?
I'm on Brooklyn Trey now, nigga.
Yeah, Trey out here with Tim's on in the summertime.
Nah.
I see you got the flight. You got the bomber flight jacket.
You feel me? Nah. I'm still in the Prada's, B. I'm in the Prada's.
Yeah, that's that right there. Super QB wear. That's heavy Q Burrow.
Oh, man. I know that water he drinking ain't. That water he drinking.
This is very gentrified. They're not cutting a check, but we know.
Yo,
that's a whole
Jerv always point out something they trade drinking. Like, yo,
Jerv is the funniest nigga because he makes everything expensive. He'd be like, no, my nigga. I'd be like, yo, I'm at Philippe's. Nigga, you know how much it cost? Like, yo, happy hour. Oh, all right, you're right.
This nigga James, look at this nigga using Q-tips. Oh, money bag.
Yo,
you, I mean, I just use my washcloth. I use my washcloth.
Yo, the funniest, speaking of Q-tips, the funniest part of that episode was the nigga saying, hey, did you get the name brand Q-tips?
Oh, wait. Oh, I missed that part.
Did you miss that part? When, yeah. When a nigga, damn, I can't even think of his name. Deshaun Bonds, but his real character name.
Scully.
Scully. When nigga was when she came back with the groceries, nigga, he was like, did you get the Q-tips with the name brand? The name brand Q-tips? That's a nigga. That's like, cause you know if you get the off-brand shit, the
it
shit
should be mad thin. It'd be mad thin, yo. I feel like I'm sticking a toothpick in my ear. Yo, shout out to Scully for having standards, man.
Yeah.
Standards and practices.
Let me ask y'all about him real fast, right? Because in this episode, we got, you know, we had the two crazy, the deaths or whatever.
Yeah.
And I mean, ain't
no spoilers. Say it, man.
Yeah. So what's his name? Man Boy?
Man Boy. Yeah.
And Khadijah, whatever the case may be. And yo, she's a moron. Cause how you just don't know that like you can't come through the set not prepared for the action. Like she had to
She thought that her homegirls were the action. She thought they were her.
Not her homegirls. They're not her homegirls. If they were her homegirls, I'd understand.
But that's what she thought. She was operating under the
Once you catch a body with somebody, it's like you feel like. So I heard. I don't know.
She thought she had a crew. She thought she had a crew. Honestly, Jerm.
Okay. That nigga said so.
Sorry.
But all right, so with Scully, is Scully officially just checked out? Like he doesn't have an enemy anymore.
I don't know, man. That's the weird thing. At the end of the episode, we see him standing over Khadijah's corpse, and I feel like it's a crossroads. It's one or two. Either he's all the way checked out, like I don't give a shit about nothing anymore. You killed my wife. You killed my daughter. Or like this is the thing that's gonna make this nigga turn into like Rambo, like
the calm before the storm type thing. But I think he kind of knew. You can even tell when he decided not to go with her. Like, yeah, I know what's up. Like, this is, you can't stop it.
Still don't think he do anything. I don't still think he don't do anything. I think it's the game is the game.
Damn, bro. But like,
But I do think that obviously we're going to lose either Leon or Jerome.
For real? You still think so?
Mm-hmm.
Not this season, but you mean next season?
Nah, probably this season.
Yeah. I mean, we only have one episode left. So
I know we're gonna lose somebody that's really important.
Leon looked crushed. He looked crushed.
He gonna make some bad decisions for sure.
Yeah, he looked crushed that they killed Khadijah because this nigga's still living under a fairy tale. Really, like she was never gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
she was never gonna be cool with it, bro. Like he's never. His reaction, I was like, bro, you still don't get it. Like when I saw him like collapse like that, like, look, why y'all ain't had to do that? I'm like, bro, you don't get it. And you ain't never.
Yeah, that shit made no sense. Like, what do you mean they ain't had to do it? That's exactly what they had to do. Like you.
Yeah.
That's why your man was over there carved up and all that. Like they had to do this, bro. Like,
be honest with you, Mari, it ain't even about revenge or any of that.
Right.
It's about if you don't kill her, she's not going to stop.
She's not going to stop at all.
Not stop.
She was the realest nigga of the show, though.
She went out like a G.
I ain't gonna lie.
She was nutty, she did go out like a G.
I tried to make her out to a villain, but she was the realest nigga, bro. She didn't give a fuck. She didn't beg for her life.
That's what I said last week. Because I get it, bro. Yeah. Like, I get it. Like, yeah, and she's doing too much, but I get it. Someone killed your child, even though you had a child in the car or whatever. But, like, yeah. Like, she prepared to, like, to go all the way to the end like that. I thought Man Boy went out pretty good too. That nigga kept talking shit.
So that might have been the most TV shit that I hated about that.
Well, he was just talking too much.
They shot him so many times where the nigga just like, where you getting this extra win from? My nigga, they shot you twice in the chest. They shot you there. He didn't stop talking until I ironically shot him in his throat. And I'm like,
the nigga was like, what's my man in Austin Powers?
Oh,
I'm very badly burnt. If you could please send me some help. Oh, good. You shot me. How could you shoot me? Like, he just kept talking.
That was Will Ferrell's character, right?
That was Will Ferrell.
Yeah. He was like, damn, three times. He had to tell him to sit. Shout out to Man Boy. Waves were spinning to the very end too. So shout out to him for that, man. Because even in the mix of war and drama and everything going on, he still found time to get that brush and get to a mirror. Brush. Like, all right, bet my shit hit. Now let me go out here and get prepared for the day. So shout out to Man Boy for that.
They kept Jerv, a real
wait,
player.
Jerv, what? Jerv, I see you confused. Waves is that thing when you have hair.
Hey, hold on, bro. Hey, hold on, bro. Hold on. Hold on.
I got
that clock is ticking, my man.
It ain't done ticking. That's all that matters.
I mean, I hear you. I hear you.
How many of y'all knew the moment Teddy sat down, I was like, I'm here to tell you everything because they fucked me over. Like, he about to kill this bro, man.
I don't trust him at all, bro. I was
like, who trusts the white man to begin with?
Oh, man. As soon as he sat down and he did that Skip Bayless, like, oh, he tried to push me to the side. I was like, oh, hell yeah. No. Irene, I hope you're not this dumb. And she's stupid ass, just sat there, kept drinking.
Bruh, I'm not drinking with homie. First of all, if I have uncovered something on my conspiracy level type shit that the CIA has done, and somebody from the CIA pulls up and says, here, let's have a drink, let's talk about it. Nah, bruh, I've seen this in a movie before.
Yeah. I ruined the nigga career. Like, he's blaming the CIA, but it's like, no, the CIA wouldn't have done this if it weren't for me. It's just logical. You ruined this nigga career.
For you to be that naive and stupid to think that not only is he going to, like, have a just friendly drink with you and then give you everything, like, dog, nigga, no, what Tip said in the movie? And I don't want to kick it with you, skate with you, nothing. Like, I ain't not finna hang out, bro. Like, no, that's just not smart. But it goes to show you the type of person she was. She was so thirsty for that she was just like, all right, cool. Like, I just need this. Like, that shit was driving her crazy.
Yo, the hilarious shit was, the shit was funny when she was trying to walk back to the whip.
Yeah.
She was stumbling. I said, oh, she cooked. She cooked out here, bro.
She blamed on her shoes, though.
Yeah.
Had a girl. She blamed on this. Like, that's his shoes. I'm like, oh, word.
She gave him the mean, don't touch me shoulder, too. Like, word. Don't touch me, yo.
The fact Teddy that she... Man. She already knew, like, I shouldn't trust this fool. I got it.
But not.
Like,
but,
you driving drunk.
Drive, no, but it's the 80s. But Trey, it's the 80s.
It is the 80s. Yeah, it wasn't none of those.
She was different.
I can't vouch for that because I was a little young lad, but you can give me a little bit more on that.
I'm just saying, everything in the 80s was happening.
Hold up, bro. Him and I, we not that far. Like I know niggas think we old, but like we wasn't drunk driving in the fucking 80s, my nigga. Hold up, Jerv,
I was neither drunk nor driving.
No,
I was outside playing with my friends, like doing this wild thing on plane.
But Jerv, you got to understand, bro. The late 80s is my. I remember finally. You know what I'm saying? Because me born in 85, bro, I'm like in the middle of it. You're not going to really be. I'm one of them people that personally don't recall anything from 6 and below. I'm 6 and up. 6 and up is a good firm. I remember this. Like, I don't remember none of that 3, 2, 4.
I remember the start of life. Get the fuck out of here.
Nigga
you know what's crazy? Knowing the mean right now, I fully believe he came out and was like, this is the shit y'all was talking about? Like, this is it? All right. Like, talking and everything.
I remember this is funny. My two earliest memories. I remember going to Disney World and meeting Goofy and being afraid that he was going to bite my hand off. So I wouldn't shake his hand because the teeth were just so big. I was like, oh, no. And then I remember being circumcised.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Like, it's like, that's like, yeah. It's like one of them.
You remember that pain? Or you got it? You got it as like an older kid?
It's like whatever age I was, like 2 or whatever.
Oh, but that's older, nigga. That's considered old.
Yeah, most people, those that get out here, they click right from
there. Niggas get your shit from the jump.
Right. Like you five minutes old and they like
that might be your toughest pain ever.
I wish I oh man. I remember it. Nigga, I remember it. That's what you could say. I remember it, but man, like, it's funny. I was a weird kid, bro. I remember shit that, like, when I do the math of how old I was, like, there's no way. I remember going on, like, a family trip, and we were playing in the park with all these other kids, and we're playing spies. Like, I'm a spy and I'm da da da. And my job was to go do reconnaissance. I'll go find out what they were talking about, come back and report back to the other kids in my group or whatever. Yeah. And I did the math recently and I was 4 years old. Why the fuck do I know what spies are at 4 years old? But
that's how I go. Yeah, that's how I go. I remember super random shit. Like, I remember the first time I ever got like revenge and what it felt like. So I'll tell you. I'm gonna tell you, and I don't even know like why this was even something that registered in my head. Like, these are the steps I need to take or whatever. But so we was living on the east side, and it was this kid who used to come visit. Like, he didn't stay there all the time, but he used to visit like the family that was like right next door to us. So he'd come over there sometimes, kick it with us. It was me and my cousins or whatever. So this particular day, we was out there doing something, and I don't know if he pushed me or however it was. I felt like I fell down like these steps, like right in the front of the crib. You know, it had like the four steps or whatever. So I fell down the stairs. I was like, all right. So I'm in my head, I'm sitting there thinking, like, I got to do, so I can't like go up there, take him up the stairs, push him back. I got to do something to get him back. So we was all about to go in the house, right? They had like snacks and all this shit or whatever. So I was in front of him. I stepped behind him and I was like, go ahead. I let him go. And right when he was walking in the door, like the screen door, his ear was like right level with it. And I slammed that shit on his ear. Like, I remember this. Like, clearly, I had to be like,
how old were you?
I had to be like four, bro, five maybe. Damn. Yeah,
you gotta taste the revenge,
bro. I remember that shit. So, bro, like when Pac said that, you know what I'm saying? That line, like, hey,
sweetest joy, looks good.
I remember that, and I remember the first, I remember both.
I don't remember that. I do not remember the first time, bro. That shit,
you don't remember the first time, what revenge or.
I'm talking about the first time I closed, like that shit.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Man. Shit, I remember that shit like it was yesterday.
It wasn't killer like that to me.
No,
though.
It
like,
was it, not. But it still was a glorious moment in life.
It was a funny, it was killer day.
To me. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Niggas got the DMX voice with it.
Niggas sleep different after that, dude. You sleep different.
Nah, I feel it, man. I just it's been a minute, bro. That was roughly almost 20 years ago. So was like 20 plus, bro. I was a thirsty nigga back then. Family.
That's right. Like, Trey was technically molested, right? I'm not joking, right? Like, you lost your virginity to an older woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm not trying to be funny.
It was on me though. I lied about my age, bro.
That's all so, good.
So, I mean, I don't know how to take that. You know, you feel me?
Trey,
I've
seen pictures of you when you were 20. There's no chance anybody fell for it when you were like a teenager. You look young, bro.
When I first met Trey and this nigga told me his age, I said, get the fuck out of here. Like, I swore Trey was like 25 when I met him. This nigga was 30 something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was like 34, 35.
That's just crazy.
It wasn't even about the hair, fam. It's just like, I'm starting to get weight now, but like, I was a small dude. Skinny, and I've been skinny. Like, I've been that same size since I was like 17. So like, regardless of however you wanted to say it and say, oh, you know what? Cause like Kev, like he's like, yeah, my young boy, he 21.
Damn, she must
so
have been.
So basically, it's Kev's fault.
It's still a girl. Is it Wanda Bell? Is that who you slept with, man?
Nah, man. I don't even honestly. Her. It was a random chick, bro. I don't even know, bro. But
Wanda's so dumb, man.
Shouts to her.
You offered them a job before me.
Yeah, that's the most random shit.
Well, motherfucker, you fresh off the crack. We just gonna put you like back in work. No,
also, Leo, but Wanda, you working right now? You dumb motherfucker! Like,
she's still in crack protocol, bro. Like, you can't just, you know, they don't let you back on the field that quick. You get a concussion, so you still in protocol, man.
Yo, bro,
wait a little bit.
You know, I wanted to ask you, Trey.
What's up?
Because this was, I don't know if y'all peeped it. This was the first episode where I guess it won't be when they brought the OG in. But this, I've noticed over the last couple episodes then that they're starting to bring the gangs into the shit.
I feel
like Manboy let it be known that he was cripping.
Yeah. Right. And Scully's a blood.
I want to say Leon is something, right?
No, Leon isn't.
Leon
isn't, but he's starting to.
Jerome.
Jerome.
Is he a Crip or is he just affiliate?
Nah, okay. He a Crip. He a Crip, but he a OG Crip. But he represent Jerome is the last of the dying breed of the OGs right. that represent the community. You right, feel right, me? Right. He starting to watch the shift of power, money, muscle. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Because yeah. like the last little shit that he does when he goes over there trying to make meat, like trying to barbecue and pour the beer on yeah, the meat. Yeah. That was his last community outreach of like, yo, I sat down with your uncle or whoever it was. Right. And yeah. that was the community factor. But now it's starting to transition into like, you know, he's going to have a bigger problem in the next season because it ain't going to be about plugs. It's going to be about yeah. guns. It's going to be yep. about, you know, cocaine and everybody else having access to it. Yeah. And I'm sure Teddy is probably going to start supplying it out even more. They're going to get up to Compton. They're going to get out to Watts. They're going to get out to South Central. And it's going to be so much competition that, you know, pretty much. I can't even think of his fucking name right now. The main character, Franklin. Franklin's yeah. not. Saints are not going to even be like able to have a control over it.
Yeah. It's going to get only a matter of time. Yeah. It's only a matter of time. He can't be in control yeah. of everything. Also, so you basically saying Leon going to die next week.
So yeah, you know what? If not, if it's not Leon, it's going to be his pops.
Oh, his pops is going to be gone like 2 weeks
needs
ago.
To go.
He his needs pop to go. His pops is going to be
so gone. Definitely dies this episode.
His pops should have been gone. He should have left the country. But he's still lingering around feeling like he can take the mama.
He ain't got no money, man.
Yo, when Teddy said, what we going to do about your pops? I was like, well.
He out of there. Right, I think it's so that's the thing. How they did in episode 9, because episode 9 was super active. Like there was a lot of deaths in there.
Yeah.
So I think the dad and maybe Leon.
Maybe. I know Manboy better be lucky he didn't get that shit from his own camp first. How he was talking crazy to my mans when they was in there.
Oh, playing dominoes.
Playing dominoes.
Bro, nigga was talking grease. Right. Like, you know, Nick, like we talk shit amongst the homies and all that. He was that nigga like struck a nerve with my man at the table.
He the boss, so bro.
Yo, broke ass, like damn, nigga.
Damn.
I mean, but when you the boss, it happens.
It does. It happens, but shit.
He lucky. He homie lucky. Man, boy ain't slapping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them niggas was in there. He was taking that nigga money. Like he told, oh, you cheated, nigga. Like yo, y'all need to take money from your broke ass. Like he said that shit was.
I know how much you make, nigga.
Squeaky doors, clogged sinks, finicky engines. When things break around the house, you take care of it. However, when something's off in the bedroom, you just try not to think about it. Come on, man. What are you waiting for? That's a problem that needs to be fixed, so take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/BOM now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. And if medication is appropriate, it ships you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/BOM and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/BOM right now, and you'll get $15 off your first month. It's really time to take care of your ED. Remember, get started today. You'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/BOM. All right, predictions. Okay, so Trey, you got either Leon or the daddy or both dying.
Yes.
Jerv, you got any predictions? Season finale.
I think the dad definitely dies. And I think Leon doesn't die, but I think they hit us with the cliffhanger so that they can set it up if they want Leon to die, like as soon as they come back with the new season.
And let me ask y'all both this. Scully, is Scully deactivated or he activated now?
I don't even think we're going to see. I think this episode coming, this next episode is the last episode we're probably going to see of Scully. Not that he's going to die. I just think Scully just about to fade to black. He didn't lose too much.
Trey.
I'm thinking more so with Scully. I think that he just going to kind of chalk it up as an L. I don't think he goes in retaliation, which everybody is suspecting, because I just think he's just fully man of God and just going to pray really hard and probably go on like a relapse and probably get on drugs or some crazy shit.
Mari,
that makes sense.
Prediction? Yeah, predictions. And then what do you think is going to happen to Scully?
Predictions, man. I feel like the Pops, he's out of there. Like, he's – that's off the rip. He might be going in the first 3 minutes of the joint, to be honest. I can kind of buy that explanation with Scully because, like, he has, you know, suffered a lot. And it's like, okay, at this point, he's just like, you know what? I bought this shit on myself probably. He probably going to go into one of those type of things. Like, it ain't nobody else's fault but mine for putting him in the line of fire in the first place. So I can see that. But the Pops is going for sure. I don't want nothing to happen to Aunt Louie, but I kind of feel like because she bounced back from that. Like, we saw her, like, fucked up.
I don't think she's going to be the same.
If Franklin out here limping, he's definitely gonna have some.
You think she might be like what was man's name and paid in full? Not
Ace.
Yeah, you think she can be like Ace? I'm walking different. I'm talking different.
She out the game. She gonna be
Louis?
Shook.
Yeah, Louis not be, out the game. I'm gonna tell you why Louis so not shook. Out. I'm gonna tell you why she's not out the game. The moment she said go get Black Diamond and what's her name?
Mm-hmm.
She 10 toes deep, bro.
Oh, her she mind, all the way in. She took the
she
shot.
She all the way in. Yeah. She out here strategizing to a point where
like that,
you know, Franklin is like the most, like, when it comes to him being the smartest nigga, like, he's the most egotistical guy. You saw that moment when that nigga was like, like, the idea had never occurred to him. He was like,
she really the smartest, though. So they better hope, for their sake, they better hope she ain't out the game because she's smart as hell. Like, she's been saving them.
Yeah.
But every step of the way, really. So.
Yep. So this is my prediction. I think Leon gonna die. I think the daddy ain't. I think Franklin gonna let his pop slide. You gonna let him escape, but you gotta be like, you gotta get out of the country and never come back.
Don't bring your bitch ass back.
Yeah, like, you gonna do some shit like that.
And then he doesn't have any money. How is he leaving the country?
He gonna give him some money. He gonna tell him,
say,
like,
you
bro,
gots to go. Like, they gonna kill you. You gots to go now. So I think he gonna get out. I think Scully won't even show up in this episode, but next season, that nigga's gonna be a major player as he is, like, reorganized and shit like
that. Yeah, he gonna be the villain. OG villain.
But not like on a crazy wild ass the way he been this season or whatever. Like, more calculated, like what you said, with the cocaine gonna be everywhere. So he's gonna be one of those people who's gonna have connect to the plug and his own army and all that shit. So those are the predictions for Snowfall. The season finale airs, I guess, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, it airs tomorrow on FX. On Hulu on Thursday. Want to make a quick transition to some heavier topics, let's say. We start with Black Rob, man. Black Rob passed away. We had seen a video about a week ago when he had heard of DMX pass away. He was on, I guess, what we can now call his deathbed. Some dude videotaping him. And he was, you know, just talking about his love for X or whatever, but Black Rob has passed away as well. The catalog, while not necessarily deep, definitely had some unforgettable bangers. Chief among them, of course, Whoa.
When you see something ill, you know what I mean? That's Whoa. Anything ill you see is Whoa. Uh-huh. Have me a big six at the curb, that's Whoa.
Okay.
Especially if you got the fully equipped kit on it, it's Whoa. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
I had this bad chick uptown, she was Whoa. Had me messed up in the head, I mean
Whoa.
Bought the chick diamonds and pearls, I mean
Whoa.
Should've seen the ice shining on the wrist
Whoa.
Now money ain't the problem, see my dough is like
Whoa.
Pull out my bankroll on y'all dudes like
Whoa.
Lost the blue strip and 2/10 like
Whoa.
Money wanna beat my blueprints, I'm like
Whoa.
Had to hit the brake on y'all brothers like
Whoa.
Brothers getting bagged on my block like
Whoa.
Coming home within a half an hour like
Whoa.
Fun like they had the manpower like
Whoa.
More or less, more so, I ripped your torso, I lived a fast life. Come through in the bar slow like
Whoa.
My people like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice clothes like Whoa.
That beat is still one of the fucking craziest beats ever.
Remix is one of the best remixes ever.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, it's one of them songs, man. Like I, as an old guy, I always think this, and you know, and I would say Trey and Mari, obviously, you guys listen to new music consistently. Jerv, I ain't going to ask you because you're in the same boat as me. That's not a diss. We're in the same boat. We're like, our shit was better. There's nothing better.
Mm-hmm.
But when X. I hear when I hear Whoa, I think to myself, if this song out came out today, brand new song, you never heard of the artist, you heard this song for the first time, would it not be a banger, or would people be like, this sounds
it
like
was, some- it would shake shit up, bro. It would shake shit up completely.
Or do it sound like some 1960s shit?
Nah, it's a timeless record just because it's an anthem. It's a hype song. And I think now, even that, if it resurfaced, it probably could be do something on some TikTok shit.
Honestly. Yeah, and it's different. It's different. Like with the had this bad up down, she was what, like anybody can get with that. You know what I'm saying? Like that was the and that was the whole thing. Shout out to Naima. She came on our pod and she was talking about how the remix came about where it was like, it was so many people calling like, yo, I got to get on there. Like it was nothing. The remix was, it made itself because everybody heard the song and was just like, nah, I need to be on this. Let me get on this like right now type shit. So that it definitely could drop today easily.
The
let's not discredit. I mean, I know we're not, but let's not forget, you know, the features too. Like, you know what I mean? His catalog wasn't crazy, but feature wise, you know, Black Rob was hot as shit for a tough minute on the features. You know what I mean? I mean, this is the Bad Boy era.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where everything was Bad Boy this, Bad Boy that, that 24 Hours to Live, the shit he did on the, I just won't ever forget the part on Puff's album when he said, ran out of ammo, started throwing bottles or whatever. Yeah. I forget the name of that track.
That was,
you know what I mean?
That was Let's Get It, right? Was it Let's Get It or what was the song?
Make this money.
No.
That wasn't on that song.
No.
Best Show Delivery.
No.
You don't like Let's Get It?
I love
that shit, man.
It was on Puff's album. I'm looking it up right now.
You said you ain't fucking with that joint?
Yeah, now Let's Get It was hard.
That was during the era when shit was starting to transition from the streets to like the clubs, and I really wasn't really. I've never been a party dude or whatever the case may be.
I thought that song was
like a good mix of like both, because you could play that shit in the car.
You didn't join a frat to party,
bro. I didn't. I joined the frat just because. Yeah, I just joined the frat just because.
Yo, man, Spaz, yo.
Community service, yes.
Yeah. Lion ass. Yeah.
And Spacio was hard to me.
Lion ass.
Yeah, Diamond Spacio. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He had some shit, man. Ain't gonna lie.
Side Soprano, Rob Marciano. Yeah, he burnt that.
Yeah, man.
Rob was different. That's what I was saying about that. Like even talking about Woe. It's one of those songs that when you hear it, like you get instantly happy that like he got that song and like really like nobody else, because even his voice, his style, his delivery, all of that was just, it was perfect for that beat.
Bro. I love
like,
you, baby.
I love you, baby. Oh,
yeah. I love you, baby. Yeah, I remember with the fucking quiet ass violin, whatever instrumental. Yeah. That was dope, man. I remember his first song, Grim, Can I Live?
Oh, that beat is hard too.
Yeah. Yes. What's the one she said? Met her uptown on Dyke, man. All right, then. Says she only mess with businessmen. What's the joint? He got a lot of those.
I don't know a lot of his tracks, but like most of the mainstream shit did numbers.
It popped, man. It popped. It was good. It was.
Yeah.
It was,
I just think it was kind of whack because it all didn't fall upon Puff. You feel me? Like he had.
Yo, did you see the meme of like, it's a picture of Puff and then all the motherfuckers around him and everyone's pointing fingers at him and it's like Biggie, Craig Mack, who passed away, apparently I didn't know that, Black Rob.
Craig Mack passed?
Yeah, Lil Kim. Like
years ago.
Man, hold on. Let me see if I can see.
He passed right around the time of the reunion, I think, right? Like right after that.
Oh, word.
Yeah, because he was doing some gospel stuff too.
What?
Yeah, he was in the gospel music. He stepped away like a long time ago.
He started, I think they were saying like he became part of like some cult or some shit. Like there was a lot of weird shit going on around that time, man. It was something like that. Yeah, it was some wild shit going on. Like,
yeah. So the picture it's Biggie. I'm gonna show y'all. This is messed up because Black Rob's on his deathbed in this picture, but it's Biggie, it's Craig Mack, it's Black Rob, it's Lil' Kim, it's, I believe this is G Dep. I believe it's G-Dep, and then Shine looking like a Hasid, Mace with the Bible, and then Loon with his full Muslim gear. We'll show y'all the picture, man. It's messed up though, because the Black Rob picture, you're right.
Man, he got them for their hands.
That's a sick picture.
That's a sick hands, man. That's sick crazy. Circle of life.
but like, I mean, I kind of
feel you.
The one nigga who's flourishing. Yeah. Like, damn, man. I mean, you got to feel bad on some level.
I mean, I seen something about Kevin Lyles, though, where he was talking about masters and things of that nature. And it's like the investment that you put into an artist and, you know, the time and the return. And no one tells anybody to go get these managers and all these other people that they have in order to, you know, break down these deals. And when it kind of flusters out, they don't have enough money to buy back the masters or be in the situation right. like there was. Because, you know, I mean, you can't give in the sake of business, you can't give somebody 100%. That's just not.
No, that's not
working that way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, when you think about how Mace wanted his back and he was just like, bro, you know how much money I put into you to make right. you? And then you left. You left while we still could get money. So I kind of feel it from that perspective. But then also I think about the people that have lost their lives early on and then their families have to move on.
That's the thing. The idea is that, look, you going to make the majority. You should make the majority of the money because you're the one that made the investment, took the risk, you know, all that stuff. That's cool. Right. But at some point, like, I think everybody should own something. Maybe not the whole thing, like you said, Trey, not 100%, but I should own something so that when this song get played, okay, I get it. You're the billionaire. You go get them. Can I get like something to keep my light bill on to pay for some to my rent or my mortgage?
Especially since he wasn't just some like, you know, just some throw in. Like he'd been around, like, you know, Rob been there. You know, he helped build that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Especially the condition he's in at that point. It's like, bro.
Yeah. But honestly, I mean, do you really have to kick back, bro? If you made millions of dollars and you just weren't financially literal.
But, like,
how Ho said, Beans would tell you, like, I made millions. Beans would tell you if he wasn't in his feelings. Like, it ain't like, oh, I just didn't help you get to achieve your dreams and make bread. And you just happen to be in them situations. Like, I didn't tell you to do that. Like, it's kind of like Royce of 5'9 said the main thing. He said, like, we get hired to kill ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get the deal, you get the money. But you don't know how to be this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, whether it's food choices, whether it's just like alcohol, like Royce da 5'9 said, like how Dr. Dre gave him his first drink and then it turned into alcoholism after that. Right. He didn't even drink. He said he had the first drink and it just changed his whole perspective.
That's wild, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was going on because he was talking about
Black Rob. Like, I knew he had alcoholism, but I didn't know. Yeah, damn.
So, but he was really hitting on about people like, oh, y'all only want to celebrate people when they gone. He's like, nah, we would celebrate them when they were alive, but they were battling their own demons. You feel me?
Right.
Like, and in those certain situations, like, it's like the industry is giving y'all money only to hurt yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody's actually putting the effort into, like, learning to put their money away. You got niggas that, you know, they do 8 albums and then they get $3 million.
Right.
And they're going to be buying a fucking 16 bedroom house.
But that goes back. But that goes back to kind of like the image, man. Like the image that, like, it ain't just like an internal, like a person feeling that way or watching what everybody else has. Like they're told by the label, like, yo, bro, you can't buy no Honda Pilot. Right.
Yeah.
Like people can't see you in the streets riding around in this or whatever. Like,
yeah, especially not after the shit you're talking on the albums and the singles. Yeah, and all that. It's like, nah, you gotta, you know, whatever. But I think the main thing about the situation is like when you see someone like Black Rob and you find out that it was a GoFundMe that like apparently reach his goal. Like it didn't even reach his goal. That, you know, things like that, I guess. It's like I don't expect any grown man to, you know, literally like babysit, spoon feed like grown men. It's not that, but what I'm saying is when things like this happen, or if you hear about somebody who was really down for you and they was with you and all this, they homeless in bad health and shit like that. It's hard to think that like somebody with a lot of money, power, influence and reach did all that they can do. And like, this is the, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the result. Like it's a GoFundMe out there and it didn't even reach its whole, you know, so stuff like that is what I've been.
Oh yeah. Man should have made a large deposit into that GoFundMe account for real.
It's like when the makeup artist for Kylie Jenner or whatever, one of them Jenner's Kardashians got in an accident and she put up a GoFundMe, like, you're a fucking billionaire. Like, it should never come to this.
Hey, it just lets you know how much you, like, the energy you put into people, you need to stop. You think somebody gonna change your world and drop everything for a person? I don't give a fuck who you working for. Like,
these motherfuckers literally fighting for their lives.
Shit.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's not even about replaceable.
You feel me?
But it's not even about replaceable. It's like, all right, man, replace me, but at least like
help me. You live. Have the
let me live. And like, it's not like I'm a stranger. Like, yeah, he worked for my company, but I never really meet the niggas. Like, someone you spend so much time with,
right?
And had memories with, man. Like,
hey, Rob, Bossa Nova. We somewhere where I don't even know, bro, and you telling me talking about
right, yeah, nigga, Rosa Parks already went through all this shit, and so niggas could, you know what I'm saying? Like, we it's a whole different time of day.
Yeah,
nigga,
but like, that shit was whack. On. So that's all just in relation of like, yeah. I'm not
and
shocked
we're,
that
and we're black.
Yeah, that I'm not shocked that people act like that with money.
I feel you. Right. That's a great perspective that you brought with that, because like you said, on the outside looking in, it's always like, nah, that's your man, that's your guy and all that, because they helped you out. But the people that take and take, they have no problem taking, like no problem. If you're willing to give and you're willing to be around them and, you know, help them out, contribute, sacrifice for them, they have no problem letting you do it. So when you realize that with people, you only usually realize it when it's too late, when the relationship has already went sour, when you might have needed some help and they weren't there for you, and you like, oh damn, this is
blind expectancy too. Like, that's the
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Could you see somebody that's like me knowing how much Amin make, and I say, oh Amin, you got dinner? Don't trip.
Right.
You don't owe dinner. Right. You don't owe me dinner, nigga.
No, that's facts.
Like,
that's
I'm
facts.
Just yeah, assuming because you have more money.
But that's my point, Trey. It's like, we're not talking about, man, this dick wouldn't even lend me money for this business that I'm trying to get started. Man, I'm talking about nigga in the hospital, bro.
But that'll show you where you at.
Hey, this
just a worker, bro. Because I still gotta get my because I still gotta get my face beat. I still
this
my
nigga
face beat.
Mean is a funny motherfucker.
Yeah, but it's so like,
the way he just said that though is like, imagine somebody come to you like, hey man, this nigga in the hospital though, bro. Like, that's some funny.
That's,
shit.
That's how I always think about
you're
it.
You're not gonna bully nobody unless somebody is just really weak minded on the internet. That's the only way that they really be like, all right, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if niggas is in your mentions every day, you bitch ass nigga, you da 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 da, and the nigga keep reading it, that's when they cave. You ain't gonna, you could tell me all the shit. You can be like, now I'll kill your mama, nigga. I'm gonna be like, word, you soft, goo.
Yeah.
You soft, dude. You soft.
Dude.
Hey man, he was fat, he was bro. You're breathing hard, man.
Oh man.
Yeah, no, that's crazy, man.
Shit. We be having too much fun over here.
I know, man. Real quick, last topic. Versus Trey was like, it's a year anniversary. Like, is it? I don't even know.
Yeah,
nah, Jerv actually said that he was talking about Redman versus Method Man.
Is that real? Is that real?
Yeah. It's tomorrow.
So this might be fire. Why are we excited about this?
Time out. We can't talk about this without allowing me the moment to embrace my brothers, my brethren, and say happy 420 to everybody as they hear this pod. Right. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy, be respectful, be mindful, and be careful. No, what was that shit called, Trey? K2 or whatever?
K2.
Oh, yeah, nah, K2. We ain't smoking no K2.
No K2. If it's not natural, please put it down. Yeah. Enjoy your day. But the verses is going to be fucking fire. Pun definitely intended. I'm all over that shit. I'm going to have the right ambiance. My bong will be fucking crystal clear.
Oh, I thought you was dumb when you said, I'm going to be fucking. And you was like...
Oh no!
Where's he going? Where's he going with this?
Ready.
Listen, we gotta get Jerv a new bong too, bro. Like, we missed the water bubbles, bro.
You haven't smoked in a while. That's true.
It's
he switched it up to pen game, bro. He got the pen.
I mean,
game.
But no, we haven't seen pen even, game.
I haven't seen you like pull off the pen either.
Well, yeah, I lost my most recent pen. So I'm actually y'all caught me in mid, like, what the fuck? I just bought this shit and
if y'all listening and y'all want to get Jerv a new pen, please send it out. You feel me? Or anybody want to sponsor. Pen. Word. Jervis smoking big trees on the pod, bro.
Nah, dead ass. And I'm pretty sure out of all the listeners that we have, like, I know some of y'all out there dealing in the glassware and all that. The right way, not the old school shit. No, sir. Yeah, we don't want that. Send me a bong and I'll do the shit on the air, man. Fuck it.
Yo, let me just say right now, I'm gonna go out on a limb. I think Redman gonna win. I'm gonna tell you why. Because most people think Method Man, first of all the girls love Method Man, right?
Yeah,
right. Need a cool right. one, all that. And in terms of the peak, his bangers are peak higher than Redman's bangers.
Mm-hmm.
But Redman has more bangers, and more importantly, Redman knows how to put on a show. That nigga's an amazing entertainer.
Still has the greatest Cribs episode.
Hands down.
Yep.
And he's funny, right?
I think he's gonna pick the right records. That's the part about the verses, is like, that's the important part. I think he's gonna pick the right joints. Like, you get 20, he's gonna pick the right joints, bro.
Jerv saying no. What do you think?
I mean, I hear y'all, but this is the same shit everybody said when Ghost and Ray went off. When they, all Ray got to do is play fucking.
Oh no.
We all
and it's
knew
a rap.
No, we all knew Ghost was gonna win. We go back on this pod. We said Ghost was gonna win.
Okay, well, I take that back, but I say this: Meth has the hits. Like, he has the shit that the people that are going to be in the comments are going to like more. You, myself, we'll fan out on that, but Muddy Waters when he played that shit.
But I'm telling you, Redman had, like, he's got the charisma, man, and like the stage presence, like. It's one of them things where he gonna make you laugh, he gonna crack jokes, he gonna do all this shit. While Method Man probably gonna tell stories about power, man. I wanna hear about this nigga acting career. Like, when we were shooting this scene, we started listening to, no, man, I wanna hear that.
Watch when Meth get in his feature bag and he start playing all the shit featuring. It's gonna be a rap.
Look, it's like, on paper, he should have it, but I think Redman gonna, intangibles, gonna bring it up. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you, Mariano. Thank you, Big Jer, Black Trey, Rob Lopez on production once again. Thank you for listening and subscribing. If you are not a Patreon, subscribe, www.patreon.com/countthedings. 420. Today, we have the special 420 episode of Cinephobe Half-Baked, starring Dave Chappelle. We reviewed it. It's only for our Patreon, so go ahead and check that out. Plus, we're going to start having live shows on the Zoom with the homies. So if you are a Patreon, you get to come see video live shows with all of us starting this Wednesday. We're going to do that a couple of times a month. So become a Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. Peace.